Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I want to thank you, first of all, for taking your time to tune in our show, and also for visiting our sponsors. Thank you for supporting them, because they are what keeps us on the air. We have our regular crew here today, but in some unusual circumstances. We can't get into the studio because Hal James, our president, our chairman, is recovering from hip surgery, and the studio is upstairs, so he can't make that trip. So we have come downstairs. So you may notice a little difference in the audio quality, but I think it's going to be just fine, Hal.
We're doing a remote.
There you go. All right. We've got Bob and Mary Griswold with us.
Hello.
We've got Hal and Rainer James.
Hey there. And I want to add that my surgery was less than 2 weeks ago, and I feel like I'm getting along just fine.
You are. Nurse Rainer is responsible for that. And we have Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
There is so much going on in the world and in our country today. It's kind of hard to narrow it down to just one topic or a couple of topics. So I told the guys tonight would be a free for all.
And hang on to your hats.
what we're going to do is just talk about some of the things that are going on. One thing somebody mentioned before we got started just a few minutes ago is the Mueller investigation seems to be wrapping up, and he may be coming out with his report soon.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Supposedly next week.
Believe it when I say it.
Yes.
So how many folks here, and I know the guys out there on the radio can't see you raise your hand, so you can just say, I feel like they're going to find any Russian collusion.
I think, are you serious?
Well, they may find it, but surely not where they're looking.
Oh, well, yeah, there was some. It just wasn't from who they were trying to find
it. Where they thought it was from.
It's like the old adage that you lose your car keys and you're looking two blocks away because the light's better over there.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Rick, yeah, the only collusion we're going to find out of all of this is the collusion between the Hillary Clinton campaign and the FBI, the Obama administration, and between the, I forgot the, but the organization.
DOJ.
What's
the FISA court.
No, that put out the dossier. What's that?
Oh, Fusion GPS.
Yeah. Fusion GPS, I think. And we're going to find out the collusion amongst the different branches of, the justice system, or the DOJ and the FBI. We're going to see what rogue elements that thought they knew better about the election.
But that'll be later. Mueller won't talk about any of that.
No. But I think that's what we're going to. I don't know if we'll ever find out to what extent Obama played in it at all.
Well, as you're saying that, and you hear about, what we're talking about is those conspiracy theories, and as long as we're sure to discredit the higher echelon of these organizations, not the day-to-day agents,
right.
And
whatever
else. They're working their heart out. They're working their heart out and doing everything like that. And this higher echelon has given them a bad name.
And they are mad about that.
Yes.
And they're working as hard as they are, knowing that a lot of people have a bad opinion of the FBI right now. So I have to give them extra credit.
Well, it's referred to as the deep state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The SES, Senior Executive Service, is where most of the problem is. And those are not elected officials. They're appointed, and they're lifetime appointments in a lot of cases. But most people are not aware of the number of firings and resignations that have taken place in the last 2 years. Most of those upper echelons have been removed and been replaced. And
they were impacted
by the government shutdown. There was some kind of a regulation that said if the government was shut down for 30 days, this impact, I didn't quite understand it, but it impacted the SES mm-hmm. in some way, and that may have cleaned house in ways that we have not right. realized.
Well, like I say, and the information's public information. It's out there. If you go looking for it in the right places, you'll find it. You can find a list of all the ones that have been fired or retired or for whatever reason quit that are no longer there. And one of them that's in the news today is McCabe. You know?
The man with the book?
Yes. Well, there's some speculation that I heard on one show today that the reason he's talking so much and all is he's been offered a deal. You know, so he may be flipping to the white hat side, so to say.
Oh.
But we don't know all those. You know, like you said, a lot of them are considered as conspiracy theories, but a whole lot of them conspiracy theories are coming true.
Yes.
You know, it seems to me like, that, as far as the SES is concerned, I've been associated with some military organizations that when a new commander came in, all of the staff were expected to turn in their resignations. And he would pick through them and accept some of them and reject the others and tell them that they've got the job under his command as well.
Right.
So that seems to me like the right thing to do. When a new president comes in, he ought to be able to staff those management positions within the branch with people that are on his, you know, his team.
You would think
or that. Or that he could trust, right?
Yes,
that he
right.
can implicitly trust.
Right. Well, normally that's what happens, you know.
This set has not played by the
Well, that's because...
From day one.
That's because one particular party throws a fit, is holding up appointments, mm-hmm. You know, starting investigation after investigation after investigation to go nowhere, except waste our money.
Don't you remember when Clinton came into office and he filed a whole bunch of people in the Justice Department? I don't remember exactly.
Travelgate? Was that Travelgate?
No, it wasn't Travelgate. That was another Clinton
yeah.
scandal. But this was, he went in and it was a whole bunch of higher echelon people in the Justice Department. He just removed them all.
Right.
And brought in his own people.
Right.
And there was no...
No uproar over that, was there?
The press could have cared less.
Well, if you go back and do your research, look how many were appointed and put in place by the Obama administration.
And they were... Their status was changed in some cases, so it was not easy to fire them.
Right.
And that was done purposefully and in an organized way. We've taken great pride in America for years and years and years over the smooth and easy and open transition of power. This time, it appeared that way on the surface, but just under the surface, this deep state's crew that we've been talking about have been trying to thwart that right, left, and sideways.
Right, and they're not bashful about doing it either.
Well, one of the things, when President Obama took office, one of the first cases that came up before the Justice Department was the new Black Panthers and the voter intimidation
yes.
in Philadelphia, where we had video of these people with bully clubs mm-hmm. in very militant-looking garb. They mm-hmm. looked scary.
All black.
Yeah, they looked scary. And eventually that case was dismissed by the Obama Justice Department.
No, it wasn't just the clubs. It was their chants. Right? They had chants. They were chanting things like, we want to kill all white babies. So their words too were very intimidating.
Right.
And they the violation was a clear violation of statute.
Yes.
Right.
So
I think
it wasn't like in gray matters there should be discretion. There should have been no discretion.
Well, I think
nobody was charged.
I think what you're trying to point out here is the double standard of
yes.
the way things have been handled.
Eric Holder took the position that it was impossible to intimidate white people, that just couldn't be done.
Right. Well, there is a double standard and the mainstream media is chief in promoting that double standard because, they're very implicit in this whole process of condemning everything the Trump administration does. But they let other administrations get away with it without saying a word. You take this executive order for declaring a national emergency. Mm-hmm. I think Obama declared 23 of them. There's been a bunch of them over the last...
Right now, yeah, there's like 40 in effect still.
Since that was put into place, there's been a ton of them declared. Nothing was ever said about any of them. Hal, can you hold on? Let us take a break real quick.
Sure.
Hear from our sponsors.
I'm sure you need to do that.
We do. And we'll be right back and continue this discussion.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Hal, you had something you wanted to enter.
Well, yes. Recently, I think a few weeks ago, it was announced that the Senate Confirmation Committee had voted out of committee. In other words, approved Trump's confirmations of his appointees out of that committee, which would take it to the full Senate. And I haven't heard anything since then, so I don't
know. No, I haven't either.
I was just wondering if anybody knew any more about it beyond that.
All I know is they're slow rolling everything he does. It's hurting his ability to be able to get things accomplished.
Right.
It's hurting our country.
It is. It is.
Well, even if it was good news, even if something good happened, would we hear about it?
Not if you're just depending on mainstream media. No. Yeah. That's what we were talking about. Again, for people that don't know about the Mockingbird Project. It was a CIA initiative to use the news media with coordinated effort, and it's started back in the 50s. It still goes on today. I think it's 4 a.m. in the morning. They drop the talking points that all of them share. You can find videos out there where you can go through where they're showing every network, every news station, all repeating the same things because they get it from the same source.
Words and phrases.
Wow. Right. So that's still in effect. And the only way you're going to get objective news is to go out and search for it from alternate sources. And One America News, you've mentioned that a number of times, Rainer. That's a good source. It seems to be, well, it's very conservative is what it is. But at least
most of their programming is not opinion, except for two programs during the week, and then there's some specials over the weekend, which is opinion.
Right.
But for the rest of the, except for 2 hours, 22 hours of the day is information.
Right. And that's a good point you bring up, because a lot of what's considered news now is not news at all. They're not reporting. It's an opinion show.
Exactly.
Especially the late night comedy shows. That's people that get their news from there, Lord help them.
I wanted to go back to the Russian collusion, that story. And I still can't believe that people are thinking that there's collusion and that there's nothing wrong with what the American side did with our FBI and the Obama administration. So from what I can, and I've been reading books on this Russian collusion, and I'm reading the Dan Bongino book now, Spygate. What it looks like, what they're trying to say is that Trump was, you know, trying to get in with Russian officials to get information, bad information on Hillary Clinton, poison her campaign or help him with his. So if they're looking to get bad information or incriminating information from Russia on Hillary, is that so bad? And what's worse, getting information, maybe it's not from our own sources, because who's going to give any bad sources on Hillary, get it from another country? Or what's worse, our own government picking out winners and losers, deciding that it's going, this is the person they want to succeed,
right,
this administration, and using the full forces and power of the federal government, the spying power,
yeah,
the FISA power, the surveillance power, you know, to do that to influence our own American election to the point where we're poisoning or preventing people having their rightful voice.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So I think that's the real, when you put it in terms of,
that's the heart.
Yeah, that's the real question over this Russian collusion.
Well, let's take it a step further. It's not just with Russian collusion. Let's look at Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. He's been exiled. A lot of people think he should be hung or whatever because of publishing secret documents and things. But what was revealed from those documents
are things the American people need to know.
Right. Maybe the methods were questionable. I don't know. Somebody hacked a computer, got into Hillary's emails, got all, you know. But are we worse off or better off for that?
Better off, right? It's always about the search for the truth. And this takes me back, takes our country back, our roots. We go back to Great Britain. We have Charles I started it. Then we went into Charles II, James II. They started using what was called the Star Chamber, which is probably like the precursor to our FISA court. It's a secret court where the king would use this court, his cronies, and he would use this system to get rid of his political opponents. He would round them up on trumped up charges. And once they got in front of the court, the Star Chamber, they had no ability to confront any accusers, to hear the evidence, to have a lawyer. They were condemned just because the king wanted them condemned. All the cards were in the king's hand. And that's exactly what's going on in our country right now with this deep state. They're going after who they don't want. They're using the full force of government to subdue them, to quiet them, and then pursue their goals.
Right. And another example was Edward Snowden. Some people think he was a traitor, and other ones think he was a whistleblower.
So everything should have been in place to prevent these Star Chamber-type persecutions from going on in our country. That's the purpose why we fought our independence, so that this type of tyranny, this government abuse, never could happen again.
Right.
But at some place, either we just took our eyes off, or our government just assume
You're
powers, right?
We took our eyes off. We took our minds off.
But we're
put our faith
we're
in somebody else.
We're trying to fight it. And this is how bad our system has come, is we've taken our eyes off. We recognize it. We have one of the most powerful presidents in office right now. And he is fighting every minute of every day for this corruption, this swamp.
Right.
And look at the hard time he's having. The opposition, the government. Government is fighting us. Yes. Government is fighting us.
And it's largely the unelected element of it that's fighting us.
We the people disassociated ourselves from the process and left it up to politicians. Mary?
One of the things, this is an extension of what Diane was saying, look at Paul Manafort.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Manafort may be the sleaze of the earth. I really don't know.
Oh,
but
he's a sleaze.
They dismissed his case 3 years ago when they looked at it. And the only reason things have changed is because they're trying to get to Trump.
Right.
Through going after this person who probably has, who may have done things wrong.
He has done things wrong.
But so have other people he's associated with that aren't even mentioned.
These things that Diane was talking about, I just kind of reminded me of the situation and during our American Revolution, which preceded the American Revolution. People had gotten fed up with a 3% commodity tax on tea. And then they got fed up with a tyrannical king who wanted to bring his troops over and enforce some of those kind of things. So now we tolerate from our own federal government that much more abuse than those folks.
Absolutely.
They got enough gumption to get up and fight over.
Absolutely.
Now, the unelected folks in government, don't they all sign a paper that they will not campaign for an individual on company time, on government time?
And that's extremely meaningful because...
Well, I guess that's just one of those things.
Isn't that the hatch
out? You naive American boy.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Diane, you are sitting on the edge of your chair.
Yes, so I can reach the floor.
You said it, not me.
No. What I would really like us to do, I don't know if it's our group, although I would like it to be our group, is I would like a modern day Declaration of Independence, not for the purpose of seceding, but for the purpose of laying out what our grievances against government are. And once we lay that out, I want us to compare it to what King George III, our grievances against King George. And I just want to see, are we in pretty much the same boat? And maybe we should think about that time maybe to alter maybe our government or do something. I'm not saying abolish because I'm, you know, but I think we should try to,
Let's also look at all the departments, all the agencies, how many of them are authorized by the Constitution?
There's none. But I think that's a good exercise because we like to think of ourselves as constitutionalists and as students of history.
Yeah.
I think we should all sit down one Sunday or Saturday and write a Declaration of Independence.
Grievances.
Or a Declaration of Grievances, exactly.
We're invited. I'll make a pot of spaghetti sauce and cook up some
food. You hear that, folks? We'll send you the address later.
Yeah.
When Diane started saying we, I wondered, who is we? But I think you all have answered that. You're talking about
this group. Absolutely. Right.
Yes, yes. Well,
we can have ourselves a real tea party.
What's the next topic in this free-for-all? Anybody?
You've silenced us all.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hate to stop good conversation, but I have one. Hal, go ahead.
I've got one thing is we haven't discussed at all. At a recent Board of Commissioners meeting in Craven County.
Good one.
Yeah, they came out with this thing that really shocked me. They had been in closed session for several times, and you know me, when they go into closed session, I figure they're going to be there a long time. I go back up and leave, and when they come back, they don't usually tell you much about what they were doing anyway. So anyway, we did have a representative there when they came back and announced that they've been engaged in conversation with a lawyer about a lawsuit that had been placed against them.
Well, it's not actually a lawsuit being placed. It's the threat of a lawsuit.
Well, Equal Rights Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that the people that backed up the Equal Rights Amendment, they were at several meetings and they were really disappointed that they couldn't talk the commissioners into endorsing the Equal Rights Amendment. They're asking the state legislature, General Assembly, to endorse that to try to get it going. And they came out with this thing that you can't pray in the name of Jesus.
All right.
Well, they came up with a solution or an answer to it, basically.
Wait a minute, Hal, let me inject here. Okay. They said that the Board of Commissioners, as a board, as
governing
commissioners,
body.
Couldn't do it. No.
Right.
So that's where
if somebody did it as a commissioner, not only could the board be sued, but that individual could be sued.
Right. Bingo. And so the proposed resolution to that was to have a county attorney do the prayer, and then other people would speak up and say, in Jesus' name, we pray or I pray. And I think that would be great if we could get some people there to participate in that, to let them know that we, the people, want to be able to say our prayer to Jesus, because after all, the Constitution says,
as individuals, we can add whom we're praying in the name of.
Yes, right. And I don't think there's a thing they could.
Well, I'm glad you brought that topic up, because I was at a meeting the other night when it was discussed. And for clarity's sake, I want everybody to understand there was one woman that approached the commissioners with this. And this is a tactic of the left that they use. It's fear tactic, the threat of a lawsuit, and the threat of not only will the county be sued, but you personally can be sued.
I don't think that's legal.
I think we would No. Most taxpayers in Craven County would be very willing for their tax funds to be used to fight that kind of thing.
That's exactly what I told one of the commissioners was, first of all, can you tell me what law you were violating?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there wasn't one. They weren't violating the law.
Well, there couldn't be, because the Constitution forbids it.
These are court decisions. I could talk about that.
Okay.
Do you want me to?
Yes.
All right. First of all, they can't sue a person individually. A person that's acting in a government capacity, that's their suit in a government capacity, not an individual capacity. So I think that person was wrong.
They're protected
from
that?
I believe so.
Well, I think it was the county attorney that told them that. I'm not sure.
I wonder if that's a scare tactic. I rarely believe that when you're acting under color authority for government, that you can be sued. There's all these tort statutes that protect you.
And Diane is an attorney, and she has studied quite extensively constitutional law and all.
And then I just wanted to ask about, before I go into this, the prayer thing, what equal rights amendment did they want? What is this?
The one that's expired.
What were they?
This was from a previous time.
Yeah, but what are
the same people?
But what are they seeking? What
equal rights for women? They want that amendment,
the ERA,
to be resurrected and passed, and they're asking that the local Board of Commissioners recommend to the North Carolina General Assembly that they ratify it.
Right. So, this was at a different time.
Okay.
Hal's just pointing out it's the same people.
So is this retaliation, this thing about no including Jesus in a prayer, retaliation because they would not consider the amendment? Is that
looks
that
like
was
it.
My contention. I don't have any proof of that. It just
all
seems
right. So,
and you've mentioned this one person was a lawyer that asked for that. Well, the person
No.
petitioned.
That Diane is a lawyer.
Well, I know that, but
yeah,
this
but,
person
yeah,
that petitioned
I'm
the board also
lawyer.
Said she was a lawyer.
Okay.
I was there when she did.
Okay.
Historically, the same people went before the New Bern alderman, and the alderman, without thinking, all supported it.
Equal rights.
I mean, they were just being nice people. Oh, yeah, that sounds so wonderful. They didn't investigate it at all. Then when there was a hubbub after that support, now the Board of Commissioners had reservations about supporting it. Now, this is retaliation.
Board of Aldermen.
The aldermen had approved it.
Yeah. Right.
And now that they went to the county commissioners for the same thing, the commissioners, first off, just had reservations.
Okay.
What's that all about?
All right, so this is blowing my mind because I want to know why women are not considered equal yet.
I consider us equal.
I think we've been equal for my lifetime. We have the right to vote. We're equal in almost every single way. In fact, we get special considerations, right, at some times. And now, on top of all that, we have the right to kill babies.
But
men don't have that right.
You have forgotten. George Orwell wrote the book Animal Farm. Some are more equal than others.
But I take offense to this that women still don't have. Because once they're able to exercise this right like they do in New York, I don't want to hear any more about what women think they're entitled to, because I personally, maybe I won't even trust them anymore with any more rights. Not to say that. I'm just, you can just see.
And her R1.
Yeah, I am. You know, but this is, that's just how frustrated I am that, because I was in DC when they had the Women's March, and that theme was, we need to be equal. Trump is not treating us equal. We are not equal. He's going to take our rights away. What the heck? Has anybody applied for a job? Has anybody gone to HR? All the federal statutes that are out there on display that hiring has to comport with all these federal laws. Like, there's no discrimination based on gender. You can't discriminate. Pay has to be equal based on gender. It's all laid out. I do not know where there is inequalities.
All right.
And actually, Diane, in practice, there's equality today. I'm old enough to remember when I was in my 20s and 30s, there was some subtle discrimination. Some not so subtle.
Right. It was a man's world, right?
Yeah.
It was the old boys club, yeah.
And in my my working lifetime, I saw that change drastically.
Do you
Toward
see
the end of it, I felt completely free to go
Absolutely.
For it.
Ray and I worked for a company that had a list on the wall who was to prepare the coffee in the morning. And it was all the women in the office that were each supposed to take turns preparing the coffee. So I got up there and took a pen and penned in all the men's names underneath of that on their days that they were to prepare the coffee. And then when the owner came in and he looked at that, boy, he turned red. And he grabbed that thing off the wall and threw it in the trash.
You know, to be clear, the only reason Roe versus Wade was passed was because it was part of a women's rights movement. There was no real legal way you can explain a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. The time that amendment, 14th Amendment, was adopted, every single state in the union had criminalized abortion. It was criminal. So when you're supposed to apply, you know, when it was passed, those are the liberty rights that we understand we have. So important and essential to our ordered liberty that they should be incorporated on the states. You don't just make this stuff up.
Right.
Because otherwise, then you amend the Constitution through Article 5, not just by one judge saying that it's about time we do this.
And a lot of that is, again, attributable to fear.
Right.
Fear of the repercussions of if I don't vote for this, what's going to happen?
So that is the only way we got abortion rights, was because it was a woman's right. We're trying to advance women's rights to be equal in the marketplace and in the workforce. If they have to worry about becoming a mother when they didn't plan it, they can never truly compete and advance their careers like a man can.
Well, I am so glad y'all came up with that topic, because it's a perfect segue into the next topic that I want to talk about right after we come back from this break.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've had a very interesting program up to this point, and thank y'all for staying here and listening to it, and thank you for listening to our sponsors' ads. Please visit them. Tell them that you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call, because we appreciate everything they do for us. And before the break, I said there was another topic I wanted to get into, that the Equal Rights Amendment was a good segue into it. But anyway.
And I do apologize for getting all worked up.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's the tallest I've seen you and that I've ever seen. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. It's been on my heart for a long time. It bothers me, and it's really affecting our country. And that's what's happened to our men. Where are our young men? Yeah. You look at so many of the millennial men now, and they're so effeminate. How did that happen? You know, they call some of them soy boys, and I don't know. But it's something that really bothers me. Well, I ran across a website. I don't even know how I got there. You know, you get on the internet and you start in one direction, and hours later you've branched off into so many other directions. But I ended up here, and it was a website. It's Dr. Warren Farrell, W-A-R-R-E-N. F-A-R-R-E-L-L. And he's got some TED Talks videos on there and some other videos he's done. But the topic is the boy crisis. And he's written a book, and I downloaded it off of Amazon. And it's Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What Can We Do About It? So I want to bring some of this out tonight, because like I say, it is near and dear to me. I have three boys of my own, and I thank God every day for the way they turned out. They are all men now, and
our two are men too, right. They're men that I would be proud to know if I were not related to them.
Diane,
I wonder how much of this kind of not feminization, but you know, kind of demasculization of men, has to do with what Ruth Bader Ginsburg has done in her life.
Yeah.
Right? And her plight has been advancing women to the point where she has to kind of destroy manhood. So she has been responsible for, say, fraternities on colleges. Can't be for men anymore. You can't let men be men, and you have to allow women.
Right.
Men's clubs. No, they cannot be for men anymore. They have to allow women. I don't know if it's the Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
I don't know if that was part of her scheme. Mm-hmm. But you see what's happening is that men can't be men anymore. They can't. And there's something about camaraderie and just being around men that makes men who they are. And you kind of masculine, you learn from each other, whatever it is. But men have to be with men and away from girls. Men act differently when they're around girls.
Right.
So I think
you know, it's natural, Diane. Conversely, women talk girl talk when they're together
absolutely.
That they never do in a general conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think another thing that's contributed to it is how we treat boyhood scrapping in school. When I was a kid, it was nothing unusual for a couple of boys to be in some kind of a fist fight or wrestling match, really more likely, and without really hurting each other, pushing each other around out on the school ground. And what they get for it, they might have gotten a lecture. At the very worst, the coach might have taken a paddle to them if they were big boys. But that was all it was ever done. And people you weren't banned from school for life or even for a day.
Right.
because you got in a little fist fight out on the playground.
And now they can't even play dodgeball.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of the rough sports we used to engage in, really rough, without any uniforms on or anything like that. We'd play catch the man with the ball. And what that was, it'd be a little small football, wasn't usually as big as a regular one. They'd throw it up in the air, and the whole mob of boys would go after it, one of them hoping to get it and run, and the other's going to knock him down and try to take it away from him and throw it up the air yep. again. And that was a lot of fun game that we played on the playground.
Yep, but the girls didn't play that, did they?
No.
What kind of
impact does something like New York defining 32 various genders have on this argument?
Right.
I mean, when is it a boy? Are 16 of the 32 genders boy genders?
It's here in North Carolina, our state university.
Oh, I know it's here.
They have their orientations involve identity.
We are aware of someone within the school system that is not allowed to call a person by her name because she doesn't want to be known as a female.
There's another part of this too. You talked about the amount of physical activity that was involved in boys. When they started taking recess out of school, they found that the ADD and the ADHD occurrence among boys skyrocketed
right.
because they needed that physical activity to settle them down so they could focus.
Well, those are all good points. Let me bring out a few more that are in the book here. You stop and think about it. What else could lead to that? Look at the number of fatherless homes there are now.
Oh, yeah.
There is no man in the home. No
role model.
No male role model at all in the home. They're being raised by a woman. Okay. Yeah. Then they go to school. They're in school all day. And what are the majority of the teachers?
Female.
Mm-hmm. Large, not the way it used to be many years ago. You had male teachers, and you still have some now, but the majority are female. And so that's the other role model they have all day long. That's got to have some effect on it.
Surely.
And that now is the part of the progressive movement, I'm convinced of it, is they associate so many bad traits with true masculinity, right? If you're
toxic masculinity.
Right. So if you're a male, you know, that's where you become a bully. That's where you mistreat women. You're a little aggressive with women. And so they attribute a lot of these bad qualities that maybe 0.5% may exhibit, but they attribute it to our conception of what true manliness is.
But Diane, conversely, a small percentage of them abuse it, yes, and that's horrible. But the majority of really masculine men are chivalrous. They're protective Absolutely. Of women. They're protective of children.
Exactly.
The same traits are shining examples
Exactly.
of beautiful manhood.
So the very small percent of males that may be a little bit too aggressive, that may tend to be a little bullish, may try to, you know, tear at a girl's clothes or make her uncomfortable at a party, the vast majority of real manliness has gotten this country through a lot.
Yes.
It's responsible for so many good things.
That even made it into the, Super Bowl ads, that now if you use a specific razor, you now are, you're now compassionate male or whatever else.
Yeah.
And everybody else is toxic.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the results of this problem. Murder and suicide. The murder-suicide combination of school and other mass shootings The rate of mass shootings has tripled since 2011. We blame guns, violence in the media, violence in video games, and poor family values. Each is a plausible player. But our daughters live in the same homes with the same access to the same guns, video games, and media, and are raised with the same family values. But our daughters are not killing. Our sons are.
So is that their argument for we have to make our males a little bit more feminine?
No. The murder-suicide combination of school and other mass shootings is largely young white boys' way of driving off the cliff at the end of mental health's torturous road. Consider three of the most notorious white male shooters. Adam Lanza, Sandy Hook, Elliot Rogers, UC Santa Barbara, and Dylan Roof, the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston. The National Academy of Sciences reports that the increase in suicide among white males led to as many white males' lives lost to suicide as have been lost to AIDS.
Wow.
Who was aware of that epidemic? I wasn't.
Well, if you look at what's going on through now, there are people who grew up in the 70s and 60s, mostly the 70s, okay? We know now, and now with this new drug epidemic, we know that drugs lead to depression and messed up psyche and suicide. So I think a lot of this is because people are recreational drugs or coming off of drugs, and they are just messed up. Robin Williams, yep. He never could recover from his drug addiction. We had two rock stars that committed suicide hangings because they can't get off their drug addictions, right. Depression. So a lot of this depression and suicide comes from drugs. And also a lot of it comes from society not knowing how to place certain individuals because they don't exactly think.
Well, but society has changed the role of the male.
Yeah.
It has changed the whole role of the male. And look, suicides increase as the pressures of the male role and hormones increase. Before puberty, the suicide rates among males and females are about equal. However, between 10 and 14, boys commit suicide at almost twice the rate of girls.
And you know what? I think this thing you were talking about Bob brought up about the multiple genders, the changing norms, when adult people in charge get idiotic ideas and put them in the brains of very young children who haven't enough experience and background to know that they're getting fed a bunch of garbage.
Or their brains aren't fully developed
yet. Then they start experiencing puberty, and what they're experiencing is totally different from what they've been told.
Well, they don't know what they're supposed to do anymore.
They don't know what they're doing, right?
Because they're confused.
Yeah.
Let me finish this. Between 15 and 19, boys commit suicide at 4 times the rate of girls. And between 20 and 24, the rate of male suicide is between 5 and 6 times that of females. Yeah. Boys used to know that as they were approaching that age, that okay, they had to buckle down and be the breadwinner, the hunter-gatherer, be responsible for taking care of the family. Right. Nowadays, they don't know what they're supposed to do. Many of them live at home with mom and dad till they're 30 or 40 years old. Hal?
I'll tell you something that I've seen work that cured that problem, and I don't know whether it's still available today. But I saw a young man when he joined the Guard, actually, and he was very effeminate. Sent him away to basic training on active duty, which was 6 months at the time. I'll tell you, when that young man got back, he was just as hard as any of the rest of us.
And I like that. Man up. I know that's a bad term. You can't say that anymore.
It's just as good as it ever was. Continue to speak out.
All right.
One guy told me one time when he was in basic training, they had a guy in his platoon that was kept getting him in trouble because he wasn't doing his duties like he should have, and then molding with the group and becoming a tough soldier. They took him out between the barracks, took a 2x4, to him and worked him over a little while. And after a while, he joined the group and he became just as tough as any of the rest of them.
Right.
Now, I don't know that those systems are so wonderful, but they do work.
The CCTA is not advocating violence.
Right.
Kids, don't try that at home.
Well, we're about to run out of time here, and there's so much more about this topic that I think we ought to pick it back up at a later date and talk some more about it. I'm going to finish reading this book. Another thing it touches on is the crisis of our son's education. And worldwide, reading and writing skills are the two biggest predictors of success. These are also the 2 years in which boys fall the most behind girls. In the United States, by 8th grade, 41% of girls are at least proficient in writing, while only 20% of boys are. And it goes on to explain that, and it has other stats in there.
Suggestion.
But this is natural stuff.
Let them read what they're interested in. Don't force them to read what you want them to read.
It's not just that. Go back to what I said about the disparity in the male and the female teachers. It's been documented and found out that a lot of the female teachers score boys lower.
Really?
On the same test than they do girls. So
crazy.
Yeah, this will open your eyes to a lot of things. So I recommend the book highly. Again, it's The Boy Crisis and Why Boys Are Struggling. Let me get back to the title page here. The Boy Crisis, Warren Farrell. That's W-A-R-R-E-N. F-A-R-R-E-L-L, Ph.D., author of The Myth of Male Power, and John Gray, also Ph.D., they're co-authors. And I got it off of Amazon. You can probably find it anywhere in any bookstore. But it's definitely a problem that we need to address. All the male role models, all the things that young boys used to do, we've just about stripped society of those things. And again, with the number of single parent homes and those parents being mothers with no male role models at all. Recently, I heard about a couple divorced. They have two sons. One of the sons, the mother is adamant that he's going to be a girl. And the father is battling that.
And she's trying to remove his custody of privilege.
Right. So
remove hers.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of things going on in that area. I think it's disgusting. I know there are some organizations. One black teacher, I believe it was, down in South Carolina started what he called a gentleman's club. And yes. he's raising these young boys up to be gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And we need more of that.
I love that idea.
I'm looking into, I hope maybe I can find enough men around this area that would give some time to do something similar to that, to be role models for boys that don't have male role models. Well, that's all the time we've got for today's show. Again, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to CCTA Wake Up Call. We are Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We hold public meetings the third Tuesday of every month. You can get the details on our meetings and on our organization at cctaxpayers.com. Remember, Wake Up Call every Sunday, 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. Please stay tuned and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.